我非常简短地介绍我们今天的特别讲话。I will briefly introduce our special speaker for today. 他的名字叫做梁金伦。His name is Alan Liang, and he serves as the mission and church planting elder at his church. 他在教会的服事的岗位就是教会的宣教跟职堂的长老。他在世上的工作呢 ，his secular job on this earth is as a computer programmer at UCLA Medical Center。他在世上的工作呢，就是 UCLA 医学中心的电脑程序员。好，就这样简简单单的介绍，大家请梁长老上来跟我们分享。So that's a very brief introduction. So now let's welcome Albert Chan.
感谢主
的恩典，
这是也荣耀归于神，今天有机会有恩典能够到中南华人基督教会来这里分享神的话语。
I want to thank God's grace that gave me the opportunity to come and share with you God's mighty word.
欢迎恩妮师母和安慈老师师母，那么已经认识很多年，曾经我们一起在整个别的地方，我们在那里，我们常常在一起。
I've known Mrs. Tessel for many years since we all live in the San Diego Valley area.
2015年我们一起去台湾做宣教。
2015, we went to Taiwan to do mission work together.
对，那贺老师是一个非常好的老师，他你看他整个黑板写得满满的。
Mrs. Tessel is a very good teacher. You can see the blackboard. See all of her words.
非常认真地做手工啊，然后他用尽他的全心来教这些的孩子。
I also taught them art.Some artwork, so you know we spend a lot of time with the kids.
然后我们一起去探望这些有需要的家庭，看到他非常 passion 的在那里为我们的病人在祷告。旁边那个就是我太太 Esther.
So we also went to visit families and pray for the sick people. So that's how we prayed. And his wife Esther is next to me.
所以今天贺老师带领我邀请我来这里跟大家来分享，在神在整个台湾的西海岸。在这个地方他到底在做什么事情，然后在过去十年当中我们在这里所服侍的看见神在翻转些什么样的事情。
So Mrs. Tessel asked me to come and share with you what God is doing in the west coast of Taiwan. So I'm here to share with you what God is leading us to do.
在分享到台湾西海岸之前，我们先来讲一个以色列的小故事。
So before I share the mission Taiwan, I want to tell you a story about Israel.
1967年的中东有22个阿拉伯国家开始要准备对以色列来发动战争。
In 1967, there were 22 Arab countries who want to try to incite a war against Israel.
当时的以色列，他连任何一个国家都打不过。
At that time, Israel couldn't fight any country.
他知道，如果他要打赢这场战争，唯一只有一个方法，就是先发制人。
He knows that the only way that they can conquer the other nation is by preemptive strike.
其实这就是著名的六日战争。
And this became the famous Six Days War.
所以说的是六日战争，但是其实这场战争在前190分钟已经定出胜负了。
Even though it was called the Six Days War, the victory was decided even before the war happens 190 minutes ago.
当时最强的埃及约旦在苏俄的支援下有很好的雷达跟防空飞弹。
Egypt and Jordan under the support of Russia had a very very good radar and bombs.
当时六月五号，那么他知道隔天六月六号他就要开打了。六月五号，以色列就开始准备要做夜间偷袭。
So on June 5th, before the war starts on June 6th, the Israel start was preparing for the night surprise attack.
约旦的雷达员看见有大批的以色列飞机飞起来，飞向埃及，他就赶快 call 埃及的这个雷达员说：“哎，你们有没有看到很多飞机飞过去了？”
And the Jordan's radar detected many, many flights coming into Egypt. So they called up Egyptians, say, "Hey, have you seen all these airplanes?" And the Egyptians said, "No, we didn't see anyone."
那这些的埃及人说，我一个飞机都没有看到。
The Egyptians said, "Oh, we didn't see anything."
然后这些埃及的地面部队、这些军队在做什么呢？他们在开 party。他们说，明天我就要学习以色列，把以色列从地图上抹过来、抹掉了。
So the Egyptians were having a party. They said, by tomorrow, we're going to birdwatch all the Israelites. So let's have a big party.
所以阿拉伯联军那天晚上，他们所有的400架飞机就在以色列的190分钟的空袭下，全部被毁在地上。
So that night on June 5th, 400 Arabic planes were all bombed by Israelis.
那第二天开战的时候，因为没有好的空中的 cover, 所有
play on the war because they have no air cover. All the tanks were stricken by the Israelis.
所以在第一天战争的里面，其实就已经打赢了。
So on the first day, the victory was won already.
这场战争的当中，他们收复了很多地方。那么最重要的，他们打进了。
And during this war, they recovered many places, and the most important is that they went into the city of Jerusalem.
这些以色列的军人，他们从很已经好几百上千年没有来到这个地方，他们赶快进到里面，到哭墙的地方摸着、亲着、祷告。
And all these Israeli soldiers, they went immediately to the wailing wall. They have not been able to go that place for 1,000 years, so they were praying and weeping.
大洋将军是他们最高指挥官，在第一个钟头知道这件事，也马上开车就过去。他也去祷告，写了个小纸条，塞进西墙的墙里面，在那里祷告。
And General Moshe Dayan was the chief commander that time. So when he heard the news, within the first hour, he also went to Jerusalem. And he stuck a little note putting in the cleft of the wailing wall.
大将军就是那个眼睛看一只眼睛看不见叫独眼将军。
He was called the one-eyed general.
那记者啦，就之后就赶快很有兴趣就访问他说：“大将军，你刚刚塞进里面，你到底写的是什么呢？是为了你的家庭祷告，为了你的健康祷告，还是为着我们国家祷告呢
？”And the news reporter were very curious. They asked Moshe Dayan, "What were you praying for? Were you praying for your family, for your health, and for your country?"
大将军笑笑不答。开着车就走了。
He smiled without answering, and then he rode away.
那这个记者有点缺德，他就偷偷进去把大将军的纸条挖出来，打开来看。
And the news reporter was still very curious, so he dug into the cleft and took out the note and opened it and see what it is.
发现里面只有一句话，是诗篇118:23这句话。
He just discovered there was only one verse on that note, which came from Psalm 118:23.
这是耶和华所做的，在我们眼中看的。
And the verse is, "This is the Lord's doing; it is marvelous in our eyes."
是的，大洋将军知道这不是他的能力，是神的保护才能打赢这场不可能的战争。
General Dan realized that it wasn't his power, but God's protection that they won the war.
是谁能够使埃及的雷达站第一时刻看不见以色列的飞机
？Who caused the Egyptians not to see the Israeli airplanes in the first sight?
我们相信是上帝的手在保护着以色列。所以表面上看起来是大洋将军在领导这场战争，但其实是以色列真正的元帅是万军之耶和华。
So we know that even though on the surface Moshe Dayan was the leader, but behind the war, God was actually the commander in chief.
所以我们知道神他自己的保护不只是在这场战争，在每一个宣教的战争上面，在每一个服事上面，神都是。我们军队的元帅。
So we know God protects us not only during this war, but on every word of the gospel. He is the commander of the army of the Lord.
所以接下来我就有接下来的分享台湾西海岸的。我们今天的题目也就是这个题目，这是耶和华所说，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
So I want to share with you now the Taiwan West Coast Mission and the sermon thing is, this is the Lord doing it is marvelous in our eyes.
好，西海岸的当中有一个很重要的城市叫大甲。请问我们当中知道听过大甲这个地方的，请举手。
There's a famous city in the west coast of Taiwan, which is called 大甲。How many of you have heard the name 大甲？
好，很好。可是很多可能不是太多人知道什么叫做西海岸啊。
But if you know the city of 大甲, you may not know what that means the west coast.
好，其实大甲之所以有名，是因为每年的四月。在有这个妈祖绕境的这样的地的这样一个活动。
大甲 is famous because every year during the month of April, there is a tour of the 妈祖 goddess touring around the region.
他们从你看这个右下角这个就是妈祖镇南宫绕境的地图哦，从这个大甲镇南宫一直到嘉义新港的奉天宫，这全长大约100 miles的距离。
So you can see on the right corner, this is the touring territory of Ma Zhu from Da Jia to Jia Yi, and then they return. All the way is about 100 miles.
将近近百万的人，他们蜂拥的在那里行走，走8天的时间。
And all over about 1 million people crowded themselves and walked for about 8 days.
虽然这里只有台中、彰化。 云林嘉义四个县市，但是其实整个西海岸的可以从桃园一直到台南甚至屏东这么远。
So even though this Mazu territory has four major cities, but actually the whole west coast comes from 桃园 all the way to south of 嘉义。
那是
county。
现在这些的整个绕境不是只是我们说啊老人家的活动啊这些的，但是已经把它变成文化，把它变成观光，把它变成很多蜂拥的文化活动啊，让很都做得很 cute， 让吸引很多年轻人来参加。
So this pilgrimage is not only a local event. The government has made it to be a cultural event and a tourist attraction. So young people, professionals, government officials, they all joined in this event.
整个政府官员、商家、文化业，他们通通都趋之若鹜的要来迎接这个妈祖到他们的店里面，到他们的环境里面。
And so all the government officials, the business people, and then the professionals, and then the cultural events, they all join together want to prosper this cultural thing.
那这个地方是台湾的 UUPG 啊，这种福音少得之地。2% 以下就福音少的这些，你可以看这些的城市都是0.几%左右。
And all the cities in this region, they are all called the UUPGs unreached and unengaged and unreached people groups. And you see the percentage of Christians is very, very low.
这张图其实讲到他们怎么样进到校园的里面，在这两年非常的难过啊、哦。你可以看到这些校长真的在那里照相，后面有一个很大的嘛。这些偶像的图像，然后这些老师啊，想着去扛教。
And this picture kind of saddened my heart because all the principals of the schools were competing to get some recognition from this event. So you see, all the teachers and the principals wanted to get involved, and they wanted to carry the carriage and to be photo.
And the 左上角那张图把它放大，你会看到这些孩子趴在跪在那个。操场上面，然后让这个轿子从他们头上过去，他们希望这个叫钻轿底，他们想要从这里得到祝福。
So this picture I enlarged it. You can see the school students bow themselves all the way down the floor, so the power can pass through them, so they get kind of special power and blessing. This happened on a school campus.
所以在我们看到我们怎么办，我们还有什么办法去拯救？哪有什么办法去？我们只有流泪祷告。但是在人是不能，但是在神他没有放弃他们。
So what can we do to help with this situation? You know, with men is impossible, with God is possible.
过去十一年的当中，神感动我们，圣家普罗神就是教会，我们众弟兄姐妹就一起在台湾从大甲一个地方开始来做宣教的工作。
So in the past 11 years, God led us to start work. So first we sent our work in the city of 大甲。
我们用国际交流、美语品格营这样的一个方式，跟进入到学校里面，跟学校来做这样的英文营的活动。
By using the international cultural exchange and then the character camp, we entered the schools to do some exchange with the students and the schools.
由于这些偏乡他们资源很少，所以校园很快的就把我们接纳起来，成为他们暑期辅导的正式课程。
So within these remote places, they do not have that many resources. So they welcome us with their whole heart, and then they give us this program for a week as a mandatory class for the summer program.
我们从一个点，从一个大甲的一个一个城市开始，然后到逐渐到三个学校，然后慢慢到六个学校、九个学校、十个学校。神一年一年的带领我们往前走。
So from one school to three schools to six schools and to 10 schools, God led us step by step.
不止在台中的地方，我们继续往这个北部的苗栗，往南部的彰化继续来服事。
So not only in 台中， we also went to the north side, 苗栗， and then south side, 彰化 to start our work.
对，去年我们就服事了13个学校。
So last year we served 13 schools.
那神继续带领我们，今年你看的这张图，就是我们目前在北部的这个地方，继续神带领我们到南部，到云林，我们继续开拓四个学校的服事。
And then this year we have a new 4 schools in the city and the county of 云林。
所以在两个礼拜当中，我们要向3000多个孩子来服事，然后神开这个路，神开这个门，让这些人孩子他们 几乎没有听过耶稣基督，他们在这个灵会当中，他们有机会来觉知相信神。
So this summer, within 2 weeks, we have the opportunity to share with 3,000 students about Jesus, which they have never heard.
Okay, 所以这样大的工作不是一个教会可以做的。所以我们看到从美国来，从香港来，今年可能会从新加坡跟马来西亚来。很多很多的教会会一起来服侍。
So this kind of work cannot be accomplished by only one church. So we have people coming from U.S. from, you know, you can see from the picture from all over the place to come join together.
而这些教会并不是一个宗派的，你会看到这里面各个地方从美国来的，从台中，从香港，里面有长老教会的，有这个真理堂教会的，有信义会的，有行道会的，有各种各方教会的弟兄姐妹一起来，教会一起来服侍。
And this ministry is consisted of people from different denominations and different churches, so it's a combined effort.
我们在学校里面做什么呢？我们集合他们一起来做一些励志的演讲，把耶稣基督的恩典的道理隐藏在整个大会的演讲当中。
So what do we do? One thing we did was to give them a motivational talks.To encourage these students.
我们在课程当中进入班级里面，教导他们手工，教导他们英文，讲，然后把生命的故事，让老师的故事带上他们。
And then in the classrooms, we teach them artwork, we teach them English, and we teach them life stories. So the teachers also share their personal testimony.
他们从来没有经过这么有趣的课程，所以这是张东升他的校长，你看校长都飞起来了。
So this picture, the one in the middle is a principal of a school, and he was so excited, you know, he jumped up.
但你觉得校长他永远都很快乐吗？没有，校长有很多隐藏的眼泪，没有办法告诉别人，没有办法告诉老师，所以他就告诉我们，我们就为他祷告。
And the principal, you think he's happy all the time? No, he has many, many worries and his burdens. So he couldn't share those with his teachers. He shared with us, so we pray for him.
我们能够在当中教英文吗？其实这两个礼拜里面教什么呢？就但是有机会，我们就抱着他们，就多一点爱心，多一点关注，多一点眼泪。
So how much English can we teach them within 2 weeks? Not a lot, but we can give them one more embrace, one more smile, one more love, and one more tear.
就在这当中，要找到机会，他就会跟老师说：“老师，你就知道，我的爸爸昨天被车撞死了。”
And then in the classroom setting, you know, one student told me, "Teacher, do you know that my father was hit by a car yesterday?
我妈妈吸毒，他被关起来了。”
My mom used drugs and he was in prison.
我已经三天没有吃饭了。
I haven't eaten for 3 days.
老师，你就知道，我叔叔昨天强暴我。
And Peter, do you know that my uncle raped me yesterday?
我在班上被人家霸凌。
And I was bullied in class.
这些都是真真实实告诉我的老师。
And these are all the real stories told to our teachers.
就在这当中，我们有机会用耶稣的爱去帮忙。
So among these situations, we were able to embrace them with Jesus' love.
到了第四天的机会，我们有机会来服侍他们，让他们来认识主耶稣基督，让他们闭上眼睛来接受耶稣。
And on the fourth day, we were able to lead them to know Jesus and make a decision to accept Christ into their heart.
他们接受主的爱之后，他们可以真正想到、真正领受到这是主耶稣的爱，他们就把手举起来。
So they felt the love of God in them, so they raised their hand and wanted to accept Christ.
虽然很两个礼拜非常的辛苦，但是看到这些孩子们觉知，一切都值得。
So even though we worked very hard within these 2 weeks, but after seeing the children coming to Christ, you know, everything was worthwhile.
宣道第五年的开始，神赐下我们意象，不要只是做短宣，要有机会在当中，不是两个礼拜放了烟火结束。而在当中要建立当中的福音据点来做长期的宣教。
On the fifth year when we went, we realized that a short-term mission is not the answer. We need to have a long-term ministry to them. So we started community centers to help them.
经过寻求祷告，同工的尾声，第一个据点甲美地社区关怀中心在大甲成立了。
And after much prayer and the dedication of our co-workers.The first community center was established in 大甲。
甲美地这个字就是简单的讲，跟学校讲就是大甲跟美国一起交流的原地。
We call the center 甲美 land. 甲 means 大甲，美 means United States. So combined together, we offer this place.
但在我的心里面，甲美地是迦南美地，是神应许的 牛奶与蜜之地。
Well, to me, 加米利 is like a land of Canaan. It's a land filled with milk and honey.
是要经过征战，需要去得地为业之地。
It has to be fought by God's power, and then you have to go in there and win.
神继续开展，从2015年成立这个之后，2016年神继续的开展了在沙鹿的沙美地，在鹿港的鹿美地。
So in 2015 we started 加美地 ，and 2016 we started the 沙美地 and then 鹿美地。
然后2017年神继续开展伦美地，在云林的伦贝。
And then 2017 we started 伦美地 in 云林伦贝。
那每一个美地里面在做什么呢？我们在给孩子们做一些的课后辅导班。
So what do we do in these community centers? We offer after school homework program.
我们有的时候白天早上也可以开上做一些老人的日托工作，给他们量血压啦，跳跳舞啦，做手工啦。
And in the morning, we open the places for elderly care. We teach them some life, you know, skills.
你要知道，这些都不是信耶稣的，很多都是拜拜的。
These are not Christians and they worship idols.
但他们很喜欢来到我们当中，然后我们在带他们做运动的当中，就有机会做做赞美操。
And then they enjoy doing exercise in these community centers. So when we do the praise exercise, we're able to share.
那在活动的当中，我们就跟这些老人、跟乡里、跟这些的学生建立很好的关系。
And we establish very good relationship with them doing all these activities.
然后在潜移默化的当中，在吃饭当中，我们就带领他们祷告，就讲耶稣基督的道理，教导他们进一步的来做门训的工作。
And during meal time, we also say the grace, you know, and through these little activities and our acts that we share Christ with them.
慢慢的，在这，他们在当中，虽然你可以看到他们在当中，但他们的引诱，他们的这些的其实是非常大的。他们在这些宫庙啊，就是这些的庙里的吸引力。在这些孩子当中，其实是很大的影响。
There is a lot of attraction and influence from the temple culture among these young people.
所以你说要这群孩子信耶稣，其实他是经历很多的拉锯，他们在那里经济文化上是弱势，但是他们的引诱比我们能够想象的还要大。
These children, these school children, they are underprivileged children, so the temple culture is very attractive to them.So they're struggling between believing in Christ or go back to the temple.
他们有的因为爸爸妈妈都不在身边，所以阿婆妈妈在带着他们长大，所以根本没有人管他们。他们没事打打手机，看看电视，然后就到庙里面跟着这群同伴同侪就在那里学八家将，学阵头。
And many of these children, they're always our parents, so they were cared for by their grandparents.And they have a lot of time after school, so they don't know what to do. So they play with their cell phone, computer games, or go to the temple and practice whatever the monks want them to do.
你看看右上角那张图，这些孩子的脸多么小啊！
So you see the right hand corner of the top photo, you know their face is very small.
所以你可以看到他们在这当中可能的帮派也就存在在里面有这个问题，然后有毒品的问题也在这些的。这些的偶像崇拜当中。
And then they develop the game issue and also drug issue among these young people.
所以在这个恶者环伺的环境里面，我们也在当中，在过去大概有超过20个孩子在当中受洗，去年受洗就开始碰到很多的挑战了。
So in our work, we have baptized about 20 young people, but while they were being baptized, you know, they face a lot of challenges.
今年我们在鹿港有一个地方，我们就举这个孩子在受洗。在受洗完之后，他们到了学校，这些老师居然在班上来羞辱他们。
And last year, several children were baptized in Lugang, and when they went back to school, the teacher even humiliated them publicly.
他说你们下贱，他说你们在班上，我不要教你们，你们离开。
They called these students low life and said, get out of my class, I don't want to teach you.
当地的牧师就需要出面去帮助，去跟校长沟通，去跟老师沟通。
So our local pastors had to go to the school to communicate with the principal and with the teachers.
所以大家这个地方的服事，这地方的需要大家一起祷告，这是一场很强的属灵征战。
So the ministry over here requires a lot of prayers because it's a big spiritual warfare.
在整个服事当中，我学习到一件事情，就是在整个宣教里面，不是我们的 plan， 不是我们的 agenda， 而是每一年都是上帝好像在下棋，他是 下棋的手，我们只是一个一个的棋子。
In ministry in this area over the 10 years, one thing I realized that God is the chess player. We are just the chess pieces on the board.
很多时候不是我要下那一步，而是上帝再下那一步，而是我在下这一步的时候，神其实也派了左手、右手别的棋子一起在动，而我到了那一步，我才知道原来左右的援军是从哪里跑出来的。
And many times I feel like I move this way, I didn't know why, but then I'm seeing other people moving this way, and then I realize what God wants us to do together.
我们就来举这个去年成立的这个伦美地这个地方来跟大家做个例子。
Give you one example is the 伦美 community center that we started last year.
这个美地的成立而超过我们原来的预期，因为我们原来都是先做了短宣之后有学生信主了，所以我们成立一个美地来服侍，但是这个美地是我们还没有去那里服侍，我连走都还没走到那个地方去，这个伦美地就先成立了。
For this community center, the way it started was out of our expectation, because what we usually do is we go there for a short mission and after we leave we'll start a community center, but this community center was there even before we got there.
去年二月三月大约就是现在这个去年这个时候，神感动一个传道，就是图上这个廖文慧传道，感动他从外地回到他的家乡伦贝这个地方来传福音。
Last year God About this time, God moved this lady, her name is Wen Hui, to go back to her hometown to start a missionary work there.
她回到那边，她不知道能做什么，她就祷告，邀请同工一起来祷告，祷告三个月的时间。
She didn't know what she can do, so she asked him to come together and pray together, and they prayed for 3 months.
之后，神就给她做异梦，神就给她开始去告诉大家他想要做的这些的传福音的工作，结果神就啪的一下把门很多的门都打开来。
And then one night God gave her a vision in a dream, and then she realized what she needs to do, so she's able to show some people, and then God opened the door for her.
地方的士绅、乡长、里长居然都还买他的单，然后就说：“好，我这个社区活动中心免费给你使用。
”And then all the local elites and then the village leaders say, "Okay, we'll open up this space for you to use."
那么当他知道我们在当中过去的服事，他就来跟我们联系说好不好，能不能明年我们的短宣到他这个地方，他就跟我们帮我们跟伦贝国中来做牵线。
So she realized what we were doing, so she connected with us and said, oh, how about come here to the school next year to help us.
那当我们短宣队去年到的时候，他就跟当地的校长非常高兴，因为从来没有外面的资源，特别是外国来的资源，他就盛大的欢迎，让各部的主任全部一起来聆听我们的简报，一起来欢迎我们，请我们吃饭。
And then, so when we visit that place, the principal invited all the department leaders and the teachers to come together and meet with us because they were so short of the resources. They were so happy that we are able to go there.
然后正好就在我们去的前几天，学校正对面有间房子就突然开空出来要出租。
And then a few days before we went, it so happened that there was a vacant home ready for rent across from the school.
然后我们去看了，觉得这个场地不错，价钱不错，我们就把它租下来，我们就开始来成立伦美地。
And then we look at that place and said this location is good and then the size is good, so we rented it and they use it as the 伦美 Community Center.
然后就开始有学生进来做客服班。
And so the students came out of school and we gave them help.
这是几个孩子，然后接下来一个多月之后，有另外一个大学生从别地方又跑来说，我有负担要来用打球，我们成立品格篮球营来服侍这个学校。
And then about a month later, there was a young person. He said he felt led to come here. Said I want to come here and do a basketball charity camp to serve the students.
那你想想，一个篮球队多少人呢？十个、二十个。
So there were 20 students in this basketball team.
错了，上帝让附近不止一个学校，他让附近六个学校都说我也要有品格篮球营，我通通来这里训练，所以就第三个礼拜就来了100个学生。
And then all the other schools found about it. About 6 schools is, oh, we want to also get trained, so we're gonna come join you. So we have about over 100 students.
所以除了打球之外，我每周有一次、两次的机会，就邀请他们来到我们当中。来到伦美地，来这里吃饭，来这里看看读经，来这里来分享生命的故事。
So besides basketball, play basketball, so every week about once or twice we invite them to the community center to have a meal and then to share our life stories with them.
其实我的信心很小，我必须要认罪，因为我在那里暗示明示他们说不能这样吃饭啊，100个人吃饭，这要花多少钱啊，吃不吃饱啊。
So I was kind of a man of small faith, you know. I told them, oh, you cannot feed them so many times because 100 people eat, you know, they're going to eat up all the resources.
可是在5000人吃饱这个神迹当中，记不记得主耶稣说什么？主耶稣说给他们吃吧。
But then in the miracle of feeding the 5,000, remember Jesus said, Jesus said, feed them.
所以当我们也就顺服说来吃吧。
So we obey God, say, okay, come and eat.
那当我们顺服的时候，神天上的玛纳就降下来了，神让很多别的教会来服侍他们。
So when we surrender, the manna fell from heaven, God called the many other churches to come and feed them and help them.
像台北真理堂这个大教会，他们听到他们就来支援，他们派很多的小组，常常来帮助他们，带来很多的水饺、水果、大米、青菜，甚至来煮饭来帮助他们。
So there's a big church in Taipei called Taipei Truth Church. They send small groups every week. They even bring dumplings, rice, vegetables, and fruit to feed all these students.
那食物太多了，所以他们甚至给他买一个冰箱，全部冰起来，继续吃。
And because the food was so plenteous, you know, they bought a freezer to put all the food, store all the food.
台北真理堂他的主任牧师是杨尼亚牧师，他的师母我们叫他六姐，他自己也带队下去煮饭给他们吃。
And also the pastor wives also bring a group of people to come down and feed these people.
很多这些牧区来问我们说，我们很有负担在西海岸，我们可以做什么呢？
And many other small groups say, oh, we have burden for the West Coast. What can we do?
所以他们就 develop 这个一日志工啊，你可以来做家庭探访，你可以来教学生功课，你可以来煮饭给他们吃，等等等等。
So they developed something called the one-day volunteer service to care for them, to visit the homes, to care for the students, to cook for them, and then to help them study.
对，因为有许许多多的弟兄姐妹，许许多教会一起来服侍，所以很多的孩子在当中受到帮助，很多的孩子在当中被爱。
So because of all the help from churches, many children were helped and they were loved.
有一个基金会来告诉我们说，他有负担，他要给他们做孩子高大的孩子做职业生涯规划，不只是给他们。要带他们在暑假的时候到工厂去实习，让他们见识一下怎么样去找工作。
There was even a foundation who came and said, we want to provide a career planning training for these young people and give them internship at the factories.
所以感谢神，他们不止在这里感觉到被爱，他们能够写完功课，甚至他们能够学会一些捕鱼的技巧，以后他们可以脱离贫穷。
So we thank God, not only they were fed, they know how to study, they were also provided the skills to fish for themselves.
但我对他期待是更大，是希望他们慢慢成为主的精兵，以后在当中会兴起宣教士回来继续服侍他们的乡里。
But I have a greater hope for these people. I hope that they'll grow up to be soldiers of the Lord. One day after they grow up, they'll come back to their hometown and serve the next generation.
那你一定说，哎呀 ，Ellen， 你想大了，想多了，还成为宣教士。
I will say, oh Ellen, are you thinking too much? You expect them to become missionaries?
那你说？我发现当我去爱他们去关心他们的时候，我发现这些孩子他们虽然穷，他们虽然弱势，但他们有一个很特别的东西我们没有，他就是很有义气。
I realized that even these poor people, you know, they didn't have much maturity, but what they have is they have a lot of righteous courage.
有一个孩子，云林的孩子，他跟他老师说，老师啊，谢谢你来照顾我。
There is a student at Millie. He told his teacher that teacher, thank you for caring for me.
我无以为报，我以后就叫你大哥啦。
So I have nothing to return. I will call you big brother later.
云林这里黑道很多，如果有一天他们来砍你，我为你挡子弹。
If they really have many gang groups, you know, if they come with a gun one day, you know, I will defend you.
他不只说空话啊，以后老师走到哪里，他就跟在后面。
He wasn't just giving the empty talk, you know. So ever since then, wherever the teacher goes, he would follow.
有时候呢，野狗跑出来，他就赶快跑到前面去挡狗，然后把狗赶走。
And the wild dog would come, you know. He would come forward and then fight this dog away from the teacher.
我听了很感动，我就想跟这孩子说，我很谢谢你这么爱这个老师。
So I told this child I was very touched. I said, thank you so much for loving your teacher.
这么样的委身给他。
And you committed yourself to their life.
但我很想告诉你。
But I want to tell you.
这个大哥哥能够来这里服侍你，是因为他的后面还有另外一个大哥哥叫他来的。
And if this big brother you call, you know, come to serve you, is because there's another bigger brother behind you who's standing over here.
主耶稣基督这个大哥，他叫我们来爱你的。
It's the big brother Lord Jesus call us to come and love you.
你这么样愿意来委身给这个老师，这个大哥哥，我告诉你，我们大家都要来委身给上面这个更大的大哥。
So it's so good that you want to devote yourself to this big brother, but I wish we would all devote ourselves to this even bigger brother behind this person.
我很感动，你愿意来为你的这个老师，为这个大哥哥来挡子弹。
I'm very moved that you want to defend, prevent the bullet from hitting your teacher.
愿意因为这样要去为他来舍命。
And you're willing to sacrifice your life, your big brother.
但我要告诉你，我们要委身的这个大哥主耶稣基督。
But I want to tell you that the Christ that who we need to dedicate our lives.
在2000年以前，你还没有认识他，你还没有叫他大哥以前，他已经为你死在十字架上。
In 2000 years ago, before you even call him big brother, he already died for you on the cross.
所以我期待我们在服侍这些孩子当中，他们长大以后能够出许多的宣教士。
So I really hope and pray that many of the children that we serve today, one day they will become missionaries themselves.
这些的宣教士，他们有能吃苦的特性，他们有挨饿的特性，但是他们有为主舍命的特性。
And they are willing to suffer during tough times. They are willing to suffer during hunger, and they are willing to serve the Lord and do great things.
好，接下来我就让我的太太来做分享。
Ellen 刚才讲过。
Alan has shared quite a lot.
我们今年很希望你们当中有人跟我们一起去。
And this year, I hope that many of you will come with us.
我也很希望，如果你们不急着在美国工作，可不可以为我们在台湾待一年或两年？
And if you you're not eager to work in the States, can you stay in Taiwan for 1 or 2 years?
我让你看看我们其中有一个跟我短宣5年的。他 UCLA 毕业。
I want to share with one person who graduated UCLA and worked with us for 5 years.
当我们要成立这个长宣的这个中心的时候，需要有一个人长期留在那里教他们。
And when we started the community center for long-term ministry, we need somebody to stay there to work with the students.
他就说：“阿姨，派我去。”
She said, "Auntie, I send me."
他那个时候，他其实不了解台湾。
And she didn't understand much about Taiwan back then.
她会一点点中文。
She knew a few Chinese.
可是她就去。
So she went.
我们看一下她在台湾带着那孩子做什么。
Let's watch what she helps the student do in Taiwan.
不错，一起上这个沙发深一点点，然后把这个歌的声音
她带这个很偏乡的学校。
She learned a very remote school, a disadvantaged school.
去参加这个全台中市英语歌唱比赛。
And she learned students to join the English song tournament in 台中。
这里面一半以上的学生英文从来没有考过20分以上。
Half of the students, the English test never passed 20 points. The boy on the right is so cute, he's always 1 beat behind. So the teacher thought, oh, then you know, English so poor, how can they compete in an English song tournament?
那天唱的时候，他们要把所有的歌词都背起来，一共超过大概70所学校。
They need to memorize all the song lyrics, and then 70 schools join the competition.
到这个英文歌唱比赛全台中市的第二名。
So they won the second place among all the Taiwan schools English song competition.
这个消息传回来的时候，我们都哭了。
So we cried when we heard the news.
他们的老师也哭了。
The teacher also cried.
我们的 Tracy.
So that's the Tracy who went there for 5 years.
就 UCLA 毕业的学生。
She graduated UCLA.
她在美国，她就是一个很普通的人。
She was just an ordinary person in the States.
她其实从来没有教过书。
But she never taught school.
但是他只对神说，我愿意。
But she told God that she's willing.
他在台湾。
So she went to Taiwan.
他成为一个不平凡的人。
She became an extraordinary person.
他带领这些学生。
And she led all these students.
做了不平凡的事情。
And did something that's out of ordinary.
今天我跟我先生。
And today my husband and myself.
And 我们整个团队。
And our whole team.
我们都是很平凡的人。
We are all ordinary people.
我甚至只是一个家庭主妇。
I'm just a housewife.
当我说我愿意。
But when I said I'm willing.
我去了。
And I went.
神的能力。
And God's power.
就在我们的身上。
Is in us.
你们想经历那个使徒行传里面所说的事情是真的吗？
Do you want to really experience why the story was recorded in the book of Acts to be true?
因为那些孩子长期在整个拜偶像的环境里面。
Those students, you know, for the longest time in their life, they all live under idolatry.
那个地方充满吸毒。
And the place is full of drugs.
被鬼附。
And then demon possession.
其实我是福音派长大。
Actually, I was born among the evangelical church.
可是我去了那里。
But after I went there,
我可以为癌症末期的人祷告。
I can pray for people who are at terminal ill with cancer.
那是一个学生的母亲。
That's a mother of a student.
她的丈夫才过世。
Her husband just passed away.
她自己是乳癌的末期。
And she was at the end of life of a breast cancer.
她自己有三个孩子。
And she has 3 children.
还很小。
Very young.
她见到我第一次见面就问我说，她是活着好还是死着好？
When she first saw me, she said, "Is it better for me to live or to die?"
因为癌症末期很痛苦。
Because I'm very painful at this end of life with breast cancer.
其实我什么都不会。
And actually, I didn't know what to do.
我跟另外一个老师就是抱着他，我们三个人一起痛哭。
So with other teacher, and we held her together and we wept together.
隔年我去的时候
，And next year when I went,
她还活着。
She was still alive.
而且她在餐厅里面找到一份工作。
And she found a job in a restaurant.
你想要经历那个神奇妙的大能吗
？Do you want to experience God's miraculous power?
你为人家祷告的时候，那个孩子身上的鬼可以出去。
When you pray for a child, the demon in him can be cast out.
我欢迎这个暑假你跟我们一起来。
So I welcome you to join us this summer.
再回到最后这个主题。
And we back to our theme today.
这是神所做的事情。
This is the Lord's doing.
在我们眼中
and in our eyes,
看为稀奇
it is marvelous.
谢谢各位。